The truth is that the lines that have been delivering energy to both the Upper Peninsula and the Lower Peninsula, which are, it's the foundation for thousands of jobs and heating and fuel for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people in Michigan, the lines are getting old. And so there's a lot of folks who are nervous about it. The tunnel is the solution to keeping the energy, keeping the jobs, but also doing a better security for the energy, for the petroleum products from the Great Lakes. It's buried hundreds of feet below the bottom of the lakes in solid rock, can be visually and physically inspected easily. This is a great solution. And right now the argument comes from the administration, well, we're fine with building the tunnel, but we want you to close the lines down before the tunnel opens. And that's a completely impractical, and there's no real evidence that it's necessary for the 2 to 3 years that would leave us without the energy, without the jobs. It just isn't practical and is unnecessary. And to have the department come out and say, send us a bunch more paperwork that we probably already have, but we want to see it again from 60 years ago, it's obviously just another tactic to force the company to spend a lot of time and energy, and perhaps, you know, they'll get a negotiating, well, we won't ask for that if you'll promise this. And that's just, at this point, completely impractical. It's not helpful to the entire discussion, and that's why the UP legislators reacted so strongly to this, because we're ready to build. We've got workers ready to go. We know how important this energy is to the entire state of Michigan, let alone just the UP. And it's very frustrating that these negotiations continue to drag on for no good reason.